AARP is attacking the rate hike via online banner ads and the radio.
Because even after 4 years of rate hikes, Georgia Power is asking for another increase.
The ads come despite the power company's recent agreement to a lower total rate hike. The settlement reached with state regulators and consumer groups reduces the overall request from about $1.5 billion over 3 years to about $900 million. That means over time, Georgia Power's 2.4 million customers would pay, on average, about another $100 per year. AARP's Ed Van Herrick says that's far too high.
There are people that are going to have to choose between their utility bill and their food. People now who cut off their power during the winter and the summer because they don't have the money. These are not fantasy tales. This is the reality of the hardworking people of Georgia. And we don't see that reflected in the settlement.
Georgia Power says the $900 million will go primarily to infrastructure upkeep and complying with new, stricter clean air regulations. Company spokesman John Kraft says the settlement has broad support and stressed Georgia Power is acting in the best interest of its customers.
A wide variety, a diverse mix, have agreed that this is a fair way to approach this. And that includes consumer advocacy groups like Georgia Watch and Southern Alliance for Clean Energy.
As part of the settlement, Georgia Power agreed to lower its required profit level from a little bit above 11% to a little bit below 11%. Van Herrick says it's still too good a deal for the power company.
Nationally, utilities are getting an allowed profit rate of 10%. They're already in the high end. And while it's certainly encouraging to see them reduce that, it's not nearly enough for the people in Georgia that are struggling on a day-to-day basis.
But Kraft says the slightly higher profit margin helps customers in the long run.
By having the return that we get, a fair return to shareholders, that attracts the investment dollars we need from the private equity markets. And it also helps support our credit ratings.
Kraft says in turn that makes it cheaper for Georgia Power to borrow money, which is later passed down to customers.
Over the past quarter century, our total retail rates have averaged more than 13% below the national average. So that's what customers are paying.
AARP is urging its 1 million Georgia members to speak out against the rate hike and pressure Georgia's Public Service Commission to vote it down December 17th. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.